Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
Good morning to those of you that here via the radio and the prayer line. I said I was going to come back to do some more prayer points because we ran out of time this morning in the name of Jesus, and to seal these prayers with the Holy Sacrament. We usually take communion on Saturday, but we decide we'll take this on today because today is the first day of the month of September. Welcome to each and everyone this morning. In the name of Jesus, we are so blessed to have everyone here with us this morning. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor, Almighty God. Oh, Father, we magnify your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. And we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you for today. It's the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. Hallelujah. You are awesome. You are greater than great. Hallelujah. To describe you, Lord, you are indescribable. And Father, we thank you. You brought us from January to it is only through your grace, O God, that you have brought us through. So, Father, it's not because of anything that we have done, but it's because of your grace. So, Lord, we thank you, O God, for your grace, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, take preeminence this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. We surrender this service to you. We surrender our lives to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence, have your way. Breathe on us. Release your breath upon us. Release that breath upon the airways, disciples, and networks. Oh, God, release that breath in our atmosphere, in our homes, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for divine CPR. We bless your name. Hallelujah. And we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord, for nine represents birthing. The ninth month, birthing or judgment. And Father God, we pray, O God, that whatever you have placed in, O God, it will not be prematurely birthed, but Father God, it will be birthed in its time, in its season, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, we pray, O God, that those that are here, in the name of Jesus, that have not accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. We pray that the Holy Spirit move upon their hearts, that even before we get to the end of this service, Father God, that they can call on Jesus and be saved, O God. And those who have backslidden, that they can come back into the sheepfold of Jesus Christ. It is all about you, O God, and none about us, O God. So, Father, we thank you, and we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Good morning to those that's just joining us. I have spoken out. If you were here this morning, you will know that I was coming on at 9. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. If you weren't here, we are here now, and we're going to pray, hallelujah, and as we enter this new month, amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And because I want us to take the communion, and I want us not only that, so we can, there's some blessings that the Lord wants to release upon each and every one of us this morning. We did the other ones this morning, but I'm going to finish up in Jesus' name. So whatever scared you, okay, whatever scared you, that you, whatever schedule that you had, Maryam, whatever schedule, forget about that schedule today. We're not going to pray for pastors or churches today. We're going to pray entering into the new month. And I know you, I know that you're on, Maryam. So praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just stay and be encouraged. Hallelujah. Glory on my Sunday. So we're going to turn to Deuteronomy 28, and there will be a time I will unmute the lines, okay? But let's look at Deuteronomy 28. And I'm going to read from verse 1 to 14. And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth. I want you to pay attention to verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken. Hearken means to hear. Diligently. Be diligent that you're serious, that you're taking it in. You're not going to play around with it. I'm not going to play around. We're going to take what God is saying, and we're going to listen to him and obey the voice of the Lord. To observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth. Many times we say, oh, I pray Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. We all have said that over and over. But the criteria to getting the blessings into Deuteronomy 28, 2 to 14, it starts in the 1 to 14, is obedience. It's obedience. If we obey the voice of God, listen diligently, hallelujah, then these things will happen to us. God is not a man that he should lie, hallelujah. So when God says what he's going to do, he is going to do it. When we don't receive prophetic words and prophetic blessings, it is not God. It is we have not done our part when we do not receive it. So we can't go about blaming God. You said this and you said that. So that's why we always go back to the Lord and say, Lord, whatever I have done or if I've done anything, Lord, you see me. Search my heart. Know my heart, oh God. And then let God do the searching. Because sometimes you will sin and you will not realize it. Hallelujah. Or you may offend God. And you will take it lightly. And then maybe that little bit of offense, maybe you will not receive your blessings. Let me give you an example. An offense is when somebody calls you on the telephone and you tell your children to say, I'm not home. That's an offense because you're lying. You know, some of these small things stop our blessings. The Bible says it's the little foxes that spoils the vine. Hallelujah. So maybe it might be something that on your job you might take maybe just one trash bag. Hallelujah. And that trash bag you take, you took it and you thought it was nothing, but you did not ask for it. And so when you took it, it looks like nothing, and it turns out to be stealing. Your manager will never know that you stole it, but God sees and knew that you took it. Amen? In the name of Jesus, these are those things that we do that we don't think much of it. Hallelujah. So we ask God, Lord, touch me, oh Lord, and know my heart. And then we ask God for mercy. His mercy is new every morning. Hallelujah. So when we ask God for mercy, he forgive us. The Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Did I say it will not happen again? No, but you can always count on the Lord. Amen. You cannot trust man, but you can trust God. And what he wants us, when the Holy Spirit reminds us of things that we've done, we need to get into the mode of repentance. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And those that have habitual sin, when I say habitual sin, maybe it's something that is a habit, take it to God in prayer. And he will you and help you to get through whatever it is in the name of Jesus. So we're going to read this and we will take the Holy Communion. And all these blessings, verse 2, shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt what? Hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall I be in the city. Blessed shall I be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flux of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall I be when I come in. Blessed shall be when I go out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou setteth thy hand unto, and he will bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has shown unto thee, that thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of that thou are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded thee this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after gods and serve them. Hallelujah. So these are blessings, and we don't have time to break them down this morning. But these are blessings that I want you to claim this day for the month of September. Claim the blessings in the month of September. Claim your blessings. You take each of these scriptures and you look at it, take time and look at it. Let the scripture be a part of you. He wants the scripture. And all these blessings are coming over to thee if thou shalt hearken. The first thing we need, Lord, help us to hear the voice of your voice and help us to be obedient. Because hearing, when faith comes by hearing in the word of God. If we hear the word of God and we receive his word, what he's speaking to us, it will be manifested in our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus, he said a blessing shall come on thee and overtake thee. It will be an overflow of blessing. Thou shalt hearken unto the voice of thy Lord thy God. That means every city, every place you go, matter where you go, you will be blessed because you carry the anointing of favor, hallelujah, that is resting upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to the Lord. So these are the blessings that we will receive and take time and study it and read it and proclaim it, declare it, don't put it in your pocket. Pray it out daily and let the Holy Spirit be with you to help you in that walk with Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that we are the head and not the tail. We are both. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for grace to do all that he has called us to do. In the name of Jesus, give us grace, O God. Grace, O God. Greater grace. Empower us to do all that you have called us to do. And Lord, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Get your Holy Communion ready. Hallelujah. So we can take the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Ramasetiriako. Hallelujah, Ramosuteria Karamasetiriako. Ye Koromasetiria Koromasetiria Karamasim. Hallelujah, Ramasandiriako. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the Holy Sacrament unto you, O God. We ask you to bless it, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Breathe on the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus, O God. Burn it, O God, into holiness and unto you, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uriya masandaria kuriya masim. Hey, yakuya masandaria kuramasim. Jehovah came by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking. Is there anything anyone has to say this morning about the goodness of God? Or how God been good to you? Hallelujah. What he has done for you before we take the sacrament. Give a testimony if you have it. Hallelujah. If you on the radio, press 1. Hallelujah. If you on the prayer line, I'm going to open the line and you begin to bless the Lord. And let's just start giving your testimony. Hallelujah. About the goodness of God. I'm going to unmute. Amen.
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 Yeah.
I want to bless God this morning. Even though I'm awake, but I want to bless God this morning for his goodness, for his goodness. From January 1 to this time, I just want to bless God. I want to praise him. I want to thank him, my daughter. The first thing, thank you, my daughter, that went to the soldier in July. And after that, I want to bless God for my life. That on the 27th of July, I had an accident. And my car was total. And when you bless God, after that, I got sick. It was not easy. I mean, but my God was there. So I just want to bless God this morning. If I don't sleep anything, I will be ungrateful to God. So I just want to bless God for his saving grace upon my family and myself each day. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. So I want to bless God for sending through all those trials and tribulations. The devil can stand, but he cannot win. So I just want to bless God. And I think of Apostle Makai, but I don't know how to even use him when they get it back. So I don't know what he was going to give him. Well, I just want to bless God. We were able to give you something. I was able to add a little money to buy the car. I just want to bless God for his goodness, for his goodness.
Yeah,
I just want to learn how to trust in God. Learn how to encourage ourselves when things happen to us. Whether we have friends, whether our family call us, they don't call us, but our God is there. So I just want to bless God this morning. I want to thank you for everything you continue to do, and you still do in my life. So the devil cannot win us. He only stand, but he will never win. So I just want to bless God for the prayer line, for the apostle and the family. Pray for me, and I do the same in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. We take these things for granted, but if we had not, if other people go through it, sometimes then we will get out of the accident to tell the story. So anyone else with testimony?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What happened there? No, I was saying, praise God, you said it, so I'm waiting for you.
No, go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that song that went, I think of the good goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. But there is no price of hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
I have so much to thank God for this morning. For my childhood day up until now, the way I was sick, and he blessed me. This morning I got ready. I thought the nights were coming. Then my daughter said, oh, the people say they finished with you. You don't need a knife. Because you can walk without a walker. You can get up and down the stairs. You can do everything for yourself. No knife coming here unless you be sick and we carry you to the hospital. So I just thank God for that. And I thank God for my children in Liberia. I know God will take care of them because Christ is on this vessel. And for that reason, I don't fear any storm. The storms of life will rage, but Jesus will be by our side. Thank you, Lord, for all of us on I Am That I Am. And thank you, dear Lord, for those that are praying. Let them pray the right prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise God. Hallelujah. For Mother Somerville testimony. And Mother Brooks, you got a testimony?
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank you to see the first day of September. I praise him. I gave him the honor. I thank the Lord for what he's doing for my son in Liberia. Every time I said that, I said that the other day, and he fell on his face, but God was with him, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Nothing happened to his eyes. I just want to tell God, thank you for what he's doing for my son. I tell him, thank you for my life, too, all my children's lives.
Yes.
What God doing for them, what Jesus doing for them, what the Holy Spirit doing for them. I just want to praise God, say, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I can be discouraged, but then I say, Lord, what is this? I will continue to be with you, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and Papa God. Satan, get beside me and get out of my life. Because so now when I go to bed in the day, I can be all relieved. But when I put my foot in the bed, oh, my God, then the aches and pains in the knee, the shoulder, the back, and up in the morning when they almost breaking. Then I wake up. I get up out of the bed. I can't sleep after 11 o'clock. No more sleep for me. So I just tell God, thank you for what he's doing for me. I tell Jesus, thank you. I tell the Holy Spirit, thank you. I just want you to continue to pray for me and my family and pray for all of us in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Let me see if amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Anyone on the radio want to give a testimony, press 1 on your keypad and we'll open the line for your testimony. Hallelujah. It's good to give. Thanks unto the Lord. He is good. If the month of August was a good month, we praise God. If every month is a good month, hallelujah. But I praise God much. As my daughter was in an accident, car accident, she made it. Everything went out. I praise God for that, because you know some people go in accidents like that. They die. They're not there, or they get in wheelchair, or you know different things. It's only because of God's grace that he saved her. You know, and then my other Tina's son had some little mental breakdown and different things. But I praise God, he's doing so well. And I bless God that God has turned it. We went through a lot of prayers and fasting, and the family got together. Family prayers and all. We thank God that he's doing much, much, much better. So we thank God. Thank you, because you never know. These are the things we take for granted. Sometimes they see these children, they go into these problems, they shoot them. But God protects them, because you have heard about cases of people killing people for no reason.
No reason.
But when you see our children here, we can't take it for granted. It's because of God's covering. And that's why it's good for us to keep on praying. I thank God for the prayer line, every one of you. It's just a blessing to be, the Bible said, it was just to be able to share the word of God. And pray together laugh together, to cry together. All those things are so important, because everybody needs somebody. No man is an island. So we bless God for all, every one of you in the name of Jesus. We bless God for we had this concert, and we live concert. It was the first in a Muslim city, as I stated before. And God did wonders. Testimonies are still coming in. I got a whole load of testimonies that came. It is the Lord who did it. It's the Lord who birthed the gift. It's the Lord who did a connection. It's the Lord who does all these things. You never know. Everybody got things that God placed in them. Some things they're carrying, and some things we don't even know what we got in us. But I know God placed gifts and he placed talents in us. We praise God that we can use those gifts and talents to bring glory and honor to his name. Hallelujah. So we bless the name of Jesus Christ. I thank God. Thank you for everyone. And there's nothing wrong with continuously praying. I don't stop praying. I think I haven't even slept really. Last night, I just slept 1 hour, but I praise God. You cannot relent. I don't relent with the enemy, because when you relent, you give him an inch, he takes a mile. So we got to constantly be in prayer, you know, and constantly, and don't give up. Just continue to pray. He will never leave us.
Yeah.
So they continue to you gotta do our calls, do our prayer, but at least keep your communication clear with him. Because when you call on him, he will answer us and he will be with us.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Really the strength this morning. The Lord said, you gotta do the prayers, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. And I just said, you know what? He gives you the strength, even when you're tired. Even when you're tired, when you're lonely.
Oh, yes.
Jack come on you. And he said, I thought you were sleeping. But, you know, it's important for us to keep lifting each other. And, of course, when we take the communion, before we leave, we pray for Pastor Young for her leg. And to anyone who's not feeling well, we pray for the healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray and take the Holy Communion. Mother Somerville, please do a prayer for us for the Holy Communion. I want the Lord told us to do it today. We'll take it tomorrow morning, but he said to do it today.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
As I sing my song, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he has done for us, it's so much. We can't count our blessings. Lord, here is the communion.
Amen.
Using our bread or crackers or whatsoever it is your body that was broken on the cross for sinful man. And the cup, the communion is your blood of the new covenant. We should do it often as we can. Lord, get the bread, get the wine, get the finger that someone could take it. Lord, look at our bodies. We are taking this communion as medication for what's going on in that we cannot see. You are the only God. You are the greatest physician. This morning we come to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Here's the bread. Here's the wine. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 11, starting from verse 23.
Yes.
For I have received of the Lord, which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread and represent the body of Christ. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had stopped saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This 2 years, drink it in remembrance of me. In the basket of your water and your juice, that represents the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat up that bread and drink up that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. But it's because many are weak and sickly for this among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, share it one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the holy sacrament, oh God. We
thank you
for the blessings and the breakthrough that come from the holy sacrament. Some of them we do not even know of, oh God. But we know that, Father God, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's restoration, there's reconciliation. Father God, there's nothing impossible with you. And so, Father God, we claim it for ourselves and our children and our grandchildren, our spouses, and those that are connected to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, help us to walk in your ways. Father God, help us in all that we do. Let it bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, that you will continuously bless the work of our hands in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we claim these blessings and the promises, oh God, that you have released to us. Into the run of me, 28:1-14, oh God. And so, Father, give us understanding and revelation of each of those promises. And, Father, let it be and manifested in our lives and manifested in the lives of our bloodline, our children and grandchildren, oh God. In the name, great, who are all those that are connected in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, that you bless each and every one this morning. Father, bless grandma. We thank you, oh God, for all that you have done and you are continuously do in her life. We thank you for her mother, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the children, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, shield them with your favor. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, shield them with favor. Father God, bless Mariama going in and coming out. Bless the work of her hands in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against her in judgment shall be condemned. They will gather together against her, but they will not prevail. When God is for her, who can be against her? So I thank you, Lord, and I bless you for your handmaiden, oh God. Father God, strengthen her. Take her from glory to glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, increase her faith and trust in you. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you. She's a love gift to the body of Christ. I pray that you will give her the desires of her heart, oh God, according to your will, plan, and purpose. Bless her grandchildren. Bless her household, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I lift up your mother Brooks, oh God. I pray, I thank you for her son escaping those accidents. It's only by your grace, oh God. And so, Lord, I thank you. We praise you. We join with Mother Brooks. So say, thank you, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord, what would have happened? But we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for her children. Thank you for her grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for turning every negative situation around unto the glory and honor that Mariama will receive a blessing to an overflow. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Separate her from ungodly friendship, oh God. In the name Expose, oh God, and expose, oh God, every enemy of our destiny, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I pray for Maryam. I pray for Mother Somerville. Oh, God, I thank you for strengthening her. I thank you that she does not need a walker anymore, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, that she can walk by herself. There are many people her age, they can't even move their toes, much less walk. But, God, we are so grateful that she can move around her home, oh, God. Grateful, oh God, we are grateful to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to strengthen her in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. You know what Mother Somerville stands in need of, oh God, and we pray that you will grant her request according to your will, plan, and purpose, oh God. Let your name be glorified, oh God, in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the work of her hands. Bless her children. We thank you for you restoring her children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mother Somerville will continue to do what is right, walking in your ways. We thank you for she is a virtuous woman. We thank you for more grace resting upon her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yekuria Master, we lift up Miss Jeanette, oh God. We ask you to be with her, guide her, and protect her, oh God. Show her the path to take and the path not to take, oh God. In the name of Jesus, lead her and direct her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, bless us going in, coming out, oh God. Make the crooked places straight, oh God. Father, I pray that you will surrender to King Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Guria Santa for Miss Jeanette, oh God. Bless our children, bless our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless Miss Jeanette's grandchildren. Bless the great grand. Bless her family members, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We bless you, Mother Brooke. Mother Young in Liberia, we ask you to heal her leg, oh God. There's no distance for you. Release your healing anointing and heal her hand, her legs, oh God. Strengthen her legs, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. We praise your name for Pastor Young. Surround her with the right people, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. There's nothing too hard for you to do. Intervene in Samuel's life. Intervene, oh God. Lord, you get the glory. You get the honor. We thank you for traveling mercies for even Pastor Young as she travels back. Yeah, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. I pray for everyone. Yeah, under the sound of my voice, those that are not yet, may they receive their portion of blessings in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
So, someone pray for, who will pray for Olematu and you bless us. We take it. Let's just pray for them before we leave. Anybody can take out the prayer for them, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you. We come to glorify your name. We come to exalt it because you are good. There is no one like unto you, O God. Lord, we come to present our demands to you. Lord, you know what you need for, O God. So, Lord, we join to say, Lord, grant it unto her, O God. We will have desire, even the special efforts we're talking about, whatever is going on with her. Lord, we present her to you, O God. We don't know what we are. Lord, we thank you for Alimati. Thank you for her job. Thank you for her children, her grandchildren. Thank you for the help she sees, O God. Lord, come on the car with your blood. The car she drives to go around, to go to white. Lord, you soak it in your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the things. We give you all the honor, O God. Bless her going out and her coming in. Let it be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you as you enter the 5 days of the new morning, 9 months, O God. Father, may she be able to hear the blessing as she needs, O God. You know her needs, you know her wants, O God. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for having me. Bless her for running. Bless her, O God. Give her double portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we present Kali to you, O God. We cover him with your destiny, O God. Lord, cover his blood with your destiny. Lord, he wants to control it, O Lord. Father, we thank you for that child. Continue to bless it in my sin. Father, we should always pray for him. So, wherever he is this morning, we send your guardian angel to guide and protect him. Cover him with your blood. Cover him in your anointing, O God. Let the God be God. Cover him with your blood, O God. Your family in, O God. Cover it as he put the white, O God. Let him be saved. Let him be healed and how he saved. Let the Father, O God, that we have one common goal, O God. That it will be the Father and Son, O God. That it will care for each other in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to bless Khalil. Continue to guide him. Continue to protect him. Walk in your first step, O God. Whatever danger is ahead of him, Father, we cancel it by the blood of Jesus. We stop everything of Kali into your blood, O God. Those are connected to him, O God. We pray that your blessing be upon them, O God. Father, bless him with your desire. You know what he needs. You know what he wants, O God. You don't know, but you know it, O God. So, Father, we just thank you for our child. Continue to be a blessing, O God. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor for Kali. Thank you for Kali and Alimati. Continue to be a blessing upon them. Cover your destiny with your blood, O God. No evil shall be chosen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the blessing is so great in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so, Mother Brooks, do the closing prayer, please, for us.
Father, thank you for bringing us on the prayer line. Thank you for all what we have done there this morning. We ask you to be with us as we leave. We are not leaving your presence. Be with us. Carry us, some of us going up and down. Guide us and protect us. Lord, we thank you for the apostles. Give our men more strength, grace, and understanding. We thank you for everyone that on the prayer line this morning. Give you the glory. We are not leaving your presence. We are going to come right back. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father.
Our Father. Who are you? In heaven. Hello.
Thy kingdom come. Will be done in heaven. Give us this
day and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass
against us.
Amen.
Our Lord, Jesus Christ,
and Savior Jesus Christ, the love
of God,
and abide with
us
forevermore. And we shall dwell
in your house after the Lord
forever
and ever. In Jesus'
name, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle. God bless you.
God bless
thank you.
We had to shift a little bit today. Hallelujah.
Good day, everyone. See you.